Agora, so with us having entered the rains retreat, and we make this determination that we spend the 3 months of the rains here, that one of those months has passed already. You see, out of all the things that we rely upon, we have the Buddha as the greatest refuge for us, and the Dhamma and the Sangha as our highest refuge. And so we take our practice and we use that as our homage in following the teachings of the Buddha. So for those who have taken up ordination, practicing the holy life, or lay people taking the 8 precepts and practicing this holy life as well. And so there's the 8 precepts of the laity, the 10 precepts of the samaneras or novices, 227 precepts of bhikkhus or monks. But if we gather that all together, what all of that means is having carefulness and composure over our actions of body and speech. So just before we listen to the Patimokkha chanting, it's chanting of the monastic rules of the monks. So we take those and we put them into practice through being cautious and careful. And when we have what these qualities of caution and care mean is that we have mindfulness in our virtue, caring for our hearts well. And so when we look after our hearts well in a more strict or concentrated way of doing that, then having this composure over body and speech is the practice of kamatana. So it's using these meditation means, methods to be developing our hearts. So we have effort in that, in training so that we're able to bring our minds to peace. Because we're able to be freed from effort, from suffering due to our efforts. So one of the tudanga or ascetic practices is that of not lying down, called the nesacchika practice. And this is a strict means of practice. It's a way of practice of the Arya Pugalas, of the noble beings. And if it's something that we're able to do, then it will give us strength, this internal strength. But it's something that we need to train in first. Also for something for those who have good health to do. So there's one time that I was doing this kind of walking practice, wandering practice with Lumpo Somchai, and we walked from Nombapung to one of the branch monasteries, and we'd been walking all day. And then when we arrived, we shaved our heads, had a shower, and it was the Lunar Observance Day. There were 20 monks staying in this monastery, and all of them were staying up, practicing the whole night. So we stayed up and practiced with them as well. Even though we had been walking the entire day and feeling very tired, exhausted, and there were cuts in our feet as well. But that evening we stayed up practicing with those other monks, really putting up a good fight, putting in this effort. So this is something that we should all bring up our effort to train in as well. That today we've all probably had enough rest already, and so we can practice further into the night. It's Lumpo Somchai Ajahn Dui will be staying up till at least midnight practicing with the rest of us. Really all of the monks should be trying to stay up till at least this time. And when we practice like this together, then we all give encouragement to one another. We're helping each other out through our example of our practice as well. And so we can be good examples for the new monks. We have a new Anagarika as well, giving them encouragement. So we're also working to maintain these ways of practice that Ajahn Mun and his disciples had used. And it's difficult to find monasteries that keep these practices these days, that really put in this kind of effort. So we keep this practice, but we also don't just use that chatting with one another. But each person does their own practice, does their own walking, does their own sitting. If we're feeling drowsy, then we can get up and do walking meditation. And we shouldn't be overly exhausted because there's quite a lot of drinks for us. At Wat Nombapong, it was just maybe one or two cups of cocoa or coffee that we would have, and that was it. But here we have many things to give us good energy to our bodies. And so what's left is the energy of our hearts. And when we all practice together, then we're helping to give each other this kind of energy. So this is something that we need to try to train in. And the senior monks should be leading by example. This is something that many of them had done before, staying up all night and doing that for an entire year or for many years. Something they have experience and have passed through already. And so if we're able to do it, then we give encouragement that the others can do it too. So as we do this, we maintain our mindfulness. When we do that, then wisdom grows within us. Or at the very least, we are building our kanti, our patient endurance. So may you set your hearts on this together.